Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, Proximans. This is Adam reporting in about our Season 2 Indiegogo campaign. We've made incredible progress, and we are currently standing at 63% funded. We are blown away by your support. This money is already going to cover the SAG union dues for the production, any Indiegogo fees, and to also provide us with a way to help pay dialogue editors and sound designers to help us make Season 2 happen even faster. To show you how much we appreciate you, we have a special treat for you in the form of a Windfall minisode set between Seasons 1 and 2 of our show. It was originally released exclusively for our patrons on Patreon. Now, this is going to follow Captain Root, and it's called Captain's Log Day 3. Before we get to the minisode, a few notes. If you're listening to this on the day of release, Friday, October 3rd, 2021, we've got less than 2 days left in our campaign. But that is still plenty of time to donate. With a $5 donation, you can get early access to Season 2 episodes before they are released into our normal feeds. With a $25 donation, you'll get a handwritten thank you note from a member of our production team. If you donate $50 to our campaign, we will send you an extremely nifty Wolfpack enamel pin. I personally have one of these, and I can tell you that you will absolutely love it. If you donate $100, you'll be invited to attend a private live-streamed event where we will have our first episode of Season 2 performed by our cast. Or maybe you would like to be immortalized as one of the citizens living in Windfall City. With a $500 donation, you can be. Answer a few questions about yourself, and we will provide an original monologue performed by one of our cast members detailing what happened to you after the Contact Day incident, as well as receiving all of the other perks. If you've got some spare funds, please head over to windfallpodcast.com/donate to help us get closer to that goal of being fully funded. Thank you all so much for supporting our show. We are super excited to bring you another season. And now let's check in with Root after the events of Contact Day in his captain's log.
It's been 3 days since my capture at the hands of one Admiral Timms under what can only be described as extenuating circumstances. And while it makes perfect sense that someone so powerful would view me as a threat, I do believe that when she's gotten the chance to properly become acquainted with me, she will see the error in her ways. For mine is a mind that helped create this city, helped acquire the bodies to lay its bricks and protect its streets from the rabble-rousers who would have seen it torn down again. I am an indispensable figure in Windfall City, and I can assure you that she will come to see it that way as well. As soon as she finds the time to come down and speak with me, that is. In the meantime, it is my duty to keep that mind sharp. I've decided to begin writing my memoirs in hope of changing the Admiral's opinion of me. And the sooner the better. Because while I've come to expect nothing but the best from the castle kitchens, the scraps that appear during my infrequent feeding times are nothing to write home about, to say the least. With bread several days old and hard enough to chip a tooth, dipped in a mushy gray substance that I can only describe as gruel. Suffice it to say, my appetite is waning. Don't take this as a complaint, though, as I understand this is the kind of meal that is befitting of traitors and thieves. I merely implore you, dear reader, to understand that I have never wanted anything but the absolute best for my people. I began my career in civil service as district comptroller for the South Tower. I sowed my oats, managing city contractors of all kinds, and even employing several mobile wolfpack units to acquire new merchants for our growing bazaar. The work was hard and the days were long, but I was able to sleep soundly every night with the knowledge that everything I did was not only in the name of my queen, but in the name of creating a more beautiful and prosperous city for her to preside over. It was during this time that we were first introduced, and my status in Windfall quickly changed. The queen and her metal compatriot, BT-9, had taken notice of the stark contrast of economic prosperity versus low crime rates in my district and brought me in to discuss my strategy. They wanted to explore the idea of replicating those same tactics in other districts around the city and wondered if I would like to help them to do so. What started as an informal chat over coffee with my literal hero became a decade-long placement as one of her topmost advisors, and my eventual promotion to Alpha Wolf, Captain of the Guard. It is my greatest accomplishment and something I've not taken for granted for one moment since meeting her. Did I step on a few fingers during my mad dash descent through the city's ranks? Of course! But who, can you honestly look me straight in the eye and say, hasn't? I'm not power-hungry, as the good Admiral has accused me of being. Nay, I am the very opposite of that. I am nothing if not the Queen's most loyal servant. More loyal, even, one might say, than BT-9 himself. And while I understand that viewing someone with a history full of such brutal efficiency as myself is the cautious thing to do, I implore you all to reconsider. That's all I can muster in my story for now, as I can hear one of my dear captors approaching. His name's Damien, the dear boy, and I remember screening him for this very position myself. He has a good, loyal heart, and I am proud to say that he takes his duties very seriously, much to my present dismay. That being said, I do not begrudge him of it, for if I were in his position and he mine, I would behave the very same. I only hope that this and the other tales I regale you with can help restore my station in this organization. I've been an asset to this regime for 10 years now, and I am prepared to be an asset to the next one for 50 more. Whenever you'll have me.
The Windfall Monologues are a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written by
Bob Ramunda.
It was performed by
Josh Rubino Root.
Music and sound design by me, Adam Ramunda. If you'd like to listen to more Windfall Monologues from other characters, please consider supporting us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/roguedialogue. Thank you so much for your support of any kind. And listeners, always remember to ask yourselves, what would Wanda do?
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home!
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.